This episode is brought to you by Love Hurts. Kiwi Kwan has had quite a career, from childhood roles in Indiana Jones and the Temple of Doom and the Goonies to a recent Academy Award win for Everything Everywhere All at Once. But now, Kiwi finally stars as a leading man in the film Love Hurts. Love Hurts is the perfect date night movie with its mix of over-the-top action, comedy, and a ton of heart. Love Hurts, only at theaters February 7th.
This episode is brought to you by Allstate. Some people just know they could save hundreds on car insurance by checking Allstate first. Like you know to check the date of the big game first before you accidentally buy tickets on your 20th wedding anniversary and have to spend the next 20 years of your marriage making up for it. Yeah, checking first is smart. So check Allstate first for a quote that could save you hundreds. You're in good hands with Allstate. Savings vary. Terms apply. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Northbrook, Illinois.
Since you're new to H&R Block, we'll look at your returns from the last 3 years for any money your last guy might have missed for free.
I could get money back from last year?
You could. We'll find any mistakes.
Could have really used that 2 years ago when I dated that mistake for 5 months.
Don't leave money on the table. Switch to H&R Block and get a free second look review. Second look is included at no additional cost with the purchase of tax preparation. Results vary. All tax situations are different. Fees apply if you have us file an amended return.
Welcome to Blue Monday with me, Les, Dave, and Roger, as ever. It's pretty grim outside. The rain's lashing down. It's a bit of a dark, dull January morning. But lads, thankfully, we have got the Toffees to cheer us up and brighten our day. Not too often we've been able to say that, is it? But back-to-back wins. Got a little bit of breathing space now between us and Wolves. We're sort of moving up to that group ahead of us in the table. Just want to start off with your overall view of the game. Roger, I'll come to you first.
Well, I think if this carries on much longer, we're going to have to change the name of this show from Blue Monday to Happy Mondays, aren't we?
I'm all in on that.
It didn't surprise me at all. I predicted that we would not lose, and I was very confident that we wouldn't lose. And I'm starting to trust my football team again. It's unbelievable. Mm. Unbelievable feeling of we'll be all right. I wasn't really panicking at any point. And we just know what we're doing. And there's a togetherness that we haven't seen for a very, very long time. And the highlight for me of the entire game was the kind of semi-punch-up at the final whistle. I thought that was magnificent. It's what I want to see my players doing, and players running off the bench to defend each other, because the Brighton crybabies didn't get what they wanted. I mean, what do they expect? 16 shots and only one on target. What do they expect?
Yeah.
I thought we were magnificent. And you can't beat a 1-0 away win. I wish I'd been there, but I'm glad I wasn't, because I'd probably be a jinx. I've never seen us win at Brighton, so I'll take some plaudits for not going.
David, it's funny there, isn't it, that Roger says we know what we're doing, and this team does actually look